Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Better Share by relationship expert Dr. Morgan Cutlip is a practical relationship and family life guide focused on the mental load, the ongoing, often invisible work of anticipating needs, planning, remembering, and managing household and family life. The book argues that when this load lands unevenly, couples can slip into stress, resentment, and disconnection, including a drop in sexual desire and overall intimacy. Rather than framing the issue as one partner versus the other, Cutlip encourages couples to treat the mental load as a shared enemy they can tackle together. Drawing on research-informed insights and relatable couple experiences, she offers tools to help partners feel seen and heard, clarify expectations, and move from vague helping to true shared ownership. The purpose is not just a cleaner division of chores, but a healthier emotional climate where fun, teamwork, and closeness can return. Its genre sits at the intersection of relationship self-help, communication skills, and equitable household management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining the mental load and why it becomes a relationship problem. A Better Share centers on the idea that household labor is more than visible chores. The mental load includes noticing what needs to be done, deciding when it must happen, tracking details, coordinating schedules, and managing follow-through. Because much of this work happens quietly in one partner's mind, it can be underestimated or dismissed by the other partner, even in otherwise loving relationships. Cutlip frames this invisibility as a core reason couples get stuck in recurring arguments where one person feels overwhelmed and the other feels criticized or confused. The book emphasizes that the mental load is not simply about effort, but about responsibility and cognitive pressure being the default manager can mean never fully clocking out. By naming and clarifying this hidden layer of labor, couples gain a shared language that reduces blame and replaces it with clarity. The goal is to help both partners recognize the full scope of what keeps a household running so they can address the imbalance as a joint challenge rather than a character flaw. Secondly, understanding why the load often falls on women and how resentment builds, Cutlip discusses a common modern pattern even when both partners value fairness. Women frequently carry more of the organizing, remembering, and emotional coordination that supports daily life. A Better Share approaches this dynamic as a systemic and cultural issue as much as a personal one, which can help reduce defensiveness and shame. When one partner is constantly tracking what is needed, the relationship can start to feel like manager and assistant rather than equal teammates. Over time, the overburdened partner may experience chronic stress and a sense of being alone in responsibility, while the other partner may genuinely believe they are contributing enough because they handle a few visible tasks. That mismatch in perception is fertile ground for resentment. The book highlights how resentment is rarely about a single forgotten errand. It is about repeated moments of feeling unseen and unsupported. By unpacking how these patterns form, Cutlip sets the stage for change that is based on empathy and accountability rather than scorekeeping. Thirdly, communication tools that prevent defensiveness and create real alignment. A Better Share emphasizes that dividing responsibilities is difficult without a communication structure that keeps conversations from turning into criticism and counter-criticism. Cutlip encourages couples to talk about the mental load in a way that focuses on lived experience, expectations, and needs rather than character judgments. One practical approach she highlights is consistent check-ins that allow partners to review what is working, what is not, and what needs to change before frustration boils over. These conversations are positioned as routine maintenance, not emergency interventions after a fight. The deeper point is alignment partners may share the same goals but hold different assumptions about what standards matter, what deadlines exist, and who is responsible for noticing problems. The book guides couples toward making expectations explicit so that one partner is not silently carrying planning duties while the other waits to be asked. By building a repeatable communication rhythm, couples can move from reactive conflict to proactive teamwork with less emotional charge around everyday tasks. Fourthly, from helping to ownership, building an actionable plan to share responsibilities. Cutlip goes beyond general encouragement to help more and instead stresses the difference between assisting and owning. Helping often means doing tasks when requested, which still requires one partner to act as project manager. Ownership means taking full responsibility for a domain, noticing what needs doing, planning, executing, and following up. A Better Share provides a practical orientation toward divvying up household and family responsibilities so the cognitive and emotional burden is actually reduced. The emphasis is on creating clear agreements that both partners consider fair and workable, rather than relying on vague intentions. The book also points toward accountability, so that shared plans do not collapse after a busy week. This is not presented as rigid 50-50 accounting, but as a realistic, collaborative approach that fits each couple's constraints, strengths, and season of life. By shifting from ad hoc support to defined ownership, the couple can reduce the constant background stress that often fuels conflict and burnout. Lastly, why mental load affects intimacy and how sharing can bring back fun and desire. One of the distinguishing themes in A Better Share is the direct link it draws between mental load imbalance and a couple's intimate life. When one partner is overwhelmed, preoccupied, or emotionally depleted, it becomes harder to access relaxation, playfulness, and sexual desire. Cutlip treats this as a predictable outcome of chronic stress and resentment rather than as a mysterious loss of spark. She encourages couples to see practical support and emotional attunement as foundational to intimacy, not separate from it. In this framing, sharing responsibilities is not merely a productivity improvement, it is relationship care that can rebuild closeness. The book also highlights the importance of prioritizing fun together because couples often stop investing in connection when daily management feels all-consuming. As partners create a fairer system and both feel more supported, there is more room for warmth, appreciation, and attraction to return. The overall message is that equity at home can translate into a more affectionate, connected relationship, including a healthier sexual dynamic. In conclusion, A Better Share is best suited for couples who feel stuck in recurring arguments about chores, planning, and follow-through, especially when one partner feels like the default household manager. It will also resonate with readers who have struggled to explain why they feel exhausted even when their partner contributes, because it puts clear language to invisible work and the emotional strain that comes with carrying it. The practical benefit is that the book reframes the issue away from blame and toward shared problem-solving, offering communication routines and a more concrete approach to responsibility that aims to reduce resentment rather than simply redistribute tasks. Intellectually, it helps couples understand how expectations, culture, and perception gaps can create genuine misunderstanding, even in caring relationships. What helps the book stand out in the relationship and marriage self-help category is its emphasis on the mental load as a central driver of both emotional and sexual disconnection, and its insistence that real change requires ownership, not occasional help, for readers who want a usable framework for building a fairer partnership and protecting intimacy. It positions household equity as a pathway to more ease, more fun, and a stronger sense of being on the same team. If you would like to support Morgan Cutlip, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.